With the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select World MasterCard, you can turn staplers and more into a new adventure when you earn American Airlines Advantage miles on all your business purchases, from office supplies to airline tickets to car rentals. Find out more at citi.com/fly. With the Citi Business Advantage Platinum Select World MasterCard, you can turn staplers and more into a new adventure when you earn American Airlines Advantage miles on all your business purchases, from office supplies to airline tickets to car rentals. Find out more at citi.com/fly.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God. And it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold it on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders,
miracles.
Yes, I feel it in the air. Change is coming. It's a mighty move of God. It's on the way. Thank you so much for being with us on WGUM. Glory United Ministry. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. And a little bit later on, we're going to be hearing from Pastor Patricia Binneman. So thank you for being with us, friends.
Miracle. God's going to bless you.
God's going to bless
you. But just hold on. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah.
Yes, your help is on the way. Have mercy, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Let's take a moment and give thanks to God for all the blessings and all the goodness that he has bestowed upon us. Lord, we stand before you, heads bowed and hands uplifted in supplication, because we know, Lord, that we do not and would not exist were it not for your grace, your honor, your dignity, and your blessings. We know that every good thing that happens in our life is a blessing which you've given us, and everything which we may look at as human beings as not being good, we know it's just a learning opportunity. Lord, there are many of us who are facing healing challenges all the way from the joints, all the muscles, the eyes, the blood, even the bone marrow. Lord, we ask this moment that you release from the heavenly kingdom a wave of joyous healing, Holy Spirit. Let it take the form and shape and activity of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask that it wash us, that it cleanse us, that make us pure and holy in your eyes. Lord, lift us all up into the kingdom, knowing that in order to enter the kingdom, all mental transgressions, all diseases, all ailments, all pains and suffering, Lord, must be left at the gate to heaven. Because to stand in your holy kingdom, Lord, we must be pain-free, joyous, holy, happy, and hearty. So, Lord, in this moment, flush away from us and out of us all of the toxicities that we have gotten from friends, neighbors, even from people standing on the corner, all the evil thoughts, all the deeds toward us, Lord. Please blunt those, neutralize them, erase them. And Lord, we ask in this moment, again, that you cleanse us, that you uplift us, and hold us in your heart. These blessings, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
What you're going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's born next always. So get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Yes, get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracles. Here, without further ado, further announcements, interruptions, here is our beloved Pastor Patricia Helms. Patricia Benham.
Yes, good evening. God bless you. Yes, God do have a blessing with your name on it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. For God is our refuge and our strength. He's our present help in the time of trouble. He's a rock in the weary land. He's the shelter in the time of storm. There is none like thee. There is nobody that can do us like Jesus. Nobody can do us like the Lord. I tell you, it is good to be aboard with you once more and again on this very September day. I tell you, it's still summer on the calendar. We praise God for the warm, clear weather, no humidity. I tell you, that humidity worked with my body this summer months, the month of July and August. But we thank God for the heat without the steam. Oh, bless his name. Now, come on, let's go to the Word of God. We're not going to be with you long because we know that you have other things to do other than just sit and hold the phone and listen to us from Glory United Ministry. We are preparing for our third anniversary. It will be 3 years that we have been on Blog Talk Radio. We started out on WGGM, I believe it was, but praise God, we have our own now. And God is working miracles in our lives. And we're just grateful for that. We have people that listen and call in for prayer, the people that call back and say that I have been touched and healed through the ministry. So we bless God for that. The anniversary celebration is the performance of God is the theme. And we will be on the air 4 nights back-to-back starting on the 20th of October through the 23rd of October. And our speakers are Apostle Cheryl Wade, great woman of God. If you missed Tuesday night, you have missed a treat. And the next night is the Apostle Evelyn Barris. I tell you, a singer, a preacher. Oh, my God, she comes from a background of singer, preachers. Oh, bless his name. And then my third speaker is my friend who I've grown to love from Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, Pastor Apostle Curdy Ford, I tell you, just sit back and let the Lord have his way while this young woman is expounding the word of God. I tell you, I'm excited just making the announcement. And, of course, my dear friend, Pastor Marva Henry from Chicago, Illinois. Woo-wee! Pastor Henry has been with me through the 3 years that I have been on the air, and she's been on with me several times. So I thank God for her. Those women will be speaking nightly. We are asking for a donation from 3 cents to $3 million. Dollars, billions, if you have it, just make sure that your love offering that you include for Glory United Ministries have a 3 in it. If you want to get 63, thank you. If you want to get 53, thank you. But just let the 3 be there. If you want to get 35, thank you. If you want to get $3.03, we thank you. Whatever you're able to release, you can make your check out or money order to Glory United Ministry. And Dr. Scott will give you at the end of the program where to send your check. God bless. Be blessed, people of God, men, women, boys, girls, wherever, whoever you are, just know that there is no other way that I can live without him. The songwriter said, I have tried it over and over, but I found out that there is no other way. No. There is no way that I can live without the Lord. I remember, I can't remember their names, but they made a song that there is no house without a home, and there is no me without out you. Well, my house is the house of God. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? So there is no house without a home. There is no me without you. That's what I'm saying to God on tonight. God, I say hallelujah. There is no me without you. Oh, bless his holy day. I'm getting excited. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. I feel it bubbling up in my belly. And I better quit because I'm just about, I am just about ready to get my dance on in this kitchen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I feel like praising God. I feel like getting up and letting go and let God have his way. Let God arise and let God's enemies be scattered. Don't you feel that? Don't you feel the presence of the Lord? Because I feel Jesus. Oh, God, and I bless your name. Oh, for your mighty, mighty, mighty goodness unto me. I hear my brother Michael sing a little tune on his answering machine, and it goes something like, I can't remember all of the words, but it goes something like, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord, wonderful Jesus, wonderful, wonderful God. And that's just who he is. He's a wonderful Jesus. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. I told Dr. Scott I wouldn't be on long tonight, but it seems like when I start to...
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, it looks as if the pastor's line is temporarily disconnected. She'll be calling him back in shortly, of that I'm sure. So in the meantime, let's give Norman Hutchins sing Season of Miracles. She's back in the line. Welcome back,
Amen.
Pastor.
We thank God for, I am on my cell phone tonight because I am not in my Long Island address, so I'm coming to you live from another location where I have to use my cell phone. So I apologize for that. Let's go to the word of the Lord. Let's Matthew, the 21st chapter. And let's start at the 18th verse. And it says, now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. I want to say to you tonight, listeners, or whatever time you're listening, please don't let the Lord come to visit you and find that you have no food. It must have troubled him to the point that he was hungry and he saw where there was supposed to be something worthy of food, and it was in the way of a fig tree, of fruit, and he went there to get the fig so that he could take care of his hunger, and there on the tree was only leaves. Please don't let, when God comes to you and when Jesus comes looking for you, that he only finds what you learned at Sunday school at 5 years old, that you put nothing else on your tree, that you have no faith. All you are doing is standing in the house of God with no food. You're standing in the house of God with nothing but leaves. You are no good for the service or the kingdom of God because you bring nothing. You just stand and take up an empty space. I tell you, this word of God is really rich. I tell you, I like to work on that just a little bit more. At verse 19 says, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, being found on this phone, and I pray that the enemy will be still. Oh, bless his name. Grow on the henceforth forever and presently the fig tree withers away. Aren't you glad that the Lord has seen you with your dried up with nothing but some leaves to offer him, and he did not say that you would not be replenished, that you would not be revived, that he wouldn't forgive you and restore you back to who you're supposed to be in the original? But Jesus cursed this tree and told it, you will never grow any fruit on you again, ever, not ever. Well, I read it in the 19th verse. Presently, the fig tree withered away. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth. Aren't you glad that when we stand with nothing but leaves in the house of God, that we can call upon the name of Jesus, and Jesus will replenish our tree with the fruit of salvation, of peace, joy, love, prosperity, that he will fill our tree in abundance, but he just won't curse up and say, no, you messed up, you failed, you let me down. I was dependent upon you to tell somebody about me, and you chose not to be bothered. You were just like the boy who got on the boat, Jonah, who got on the boat and went in another direction where I sent him to one place and he went another place. Well, the fig tree is a product of that. He is standing there looking beautiful, looking like it has fruit. And when the man of God, when Jesus came up, the Son of God came up to the tree, he found that the tree was not fruited. Oh, bless God. Are you standing in the house of God? Are you sitting in the house of God with your leaves and have no faith? What a question to ask someone. Do you not have your faith? Are you just loaded with leaves? Do you want the curse to come your way? Or do you want God's blessing to flow in your life? And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? My God, the disciples got excited, and Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now you cannot do that with just leaves. You have to have faith to do this, what Jesus is saying unto the disciples. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, you can tell the mountains in your life to be moved. But you just can't do it with leaves alone. Stop being in the house of God, standing looking high, looking like a tree. Your identity is being put on display of, oh, that's a tree because I see the leaves. But when the Lord has need of you to carry out his word, he comes and he finds out you have no faith. Oh, my God, I tell you. I think I'm going to title this, you have no faith. Oh, bless his name. You have no faith. But Now be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That's a word for someone tonight. To ask God to give you your faith. If you look at yourself and see that you're missing your faith, and all you have is beautiful leaves that you're false, and people have faith that you're one way and find out that you're another way. I have a friend that say, I don't like phonies. Well, Jesus don't like phony fig trees either. He just don't want a tree standing there with just leaves and no figs. If you're a fig tree, have some figs. If you're an apple tree, have some apples on your tree. Don't let the Lord come looking for you. He's hungry. He wants to eat. He wants to dine at your house. He wants to dine with you, and he finds out that you have no fruit. There's a scripture that says, have ye any meat? No, Lord, you have no meat. You have no faith. All you have is leaves. Come on and tell God thank you. Bless the Lord and forget not his benefits, and bless his holy name. May the Lord God add a blessing to the reading and the sanctifying of his holy word. I pray tonight that you got just a little something out of how the Lord is able to do what he needs to do in your life. Remember, he cursed the tree and told it it would never, ever bear fruit. But he hasn't done that to me. He hasn't done that to you. He has allowed us to come boldly to the throne of grace, to the throne of God, and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry for what I've done. Now, God, give me my figs to go with my leaves. Oh, God, I thank you for this word on tonight. Not only when I speak the word of God, am I speaking to you in Blog Talk Land or by computer, however way you listen, telephone. I'm not just doing that for you. The word comes to me as well. I am strengthened by the word of God. I can ask God tonight, God, remove the leaves. I have a tree that has some leaves on it and no fruit. But I need the Lord to forgive me and to help me to get it right so that my tree will have what it needs on it when the Lord come calling and tell me to go. Ye therefore preach to all nations. Go! I tell you to go. My God, I'm so glad about Jesus, and I believe Jesus is glad about me. Aren't you glad about our risen Savior? Well, I'm going to close out this sermon on tonight. I'm brief as possible, but I'd like to give you a last verse, the last quote from a verse. That was Matthew 21, starting at verse 18, and I ended that at verse 22. But let's go over here in Mark's Gospel, the 11th chapter, and let's see. Let's start at verse 20, because it's connected to the fig tree. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up. Oh, my God, from the roots. Now, when you destroy a thing from the roots, there is no more foundation. It's over. You can cut a tree down, but if the roots are still alive, that tree can still produce. But, my God, when you pluck it from the root, when you destroy the root, there is nothing left for that tree but death. Nothing left but to be burned up for wood, firewood. Oh, God in heaven. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, check it out. Behold, the fig tree, which thou cursed, is withered away. Oh, my God. I heard my pastor say, my glory today. Peter was shocked. He walked with Jesus. Go where Jesus goes. And yet, for some reason, he had a little doubt of whatever was going on with Peter, but I tell you what, he said, Master, check this out. Look at this. The fig tree, which you cut the other day, it's, look at it. It's just withered away. Oh. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Woo. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And he went just a little bit farther. And he said, and when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you of your trespasses. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and said that, well, they questioned Jesus' authority. By what authority you do these things? By what authority? And people will ask you the same question, that if you do what Jesus had said, if you just trust in God, have faith in God, and the key word was do not doubt, then you shall be able to tell the mountain to move. He didn't tell you to climb the mountain. I know the song sounds pretty. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, but that's your fault if you're coming up on the rough side of the mountain. Jesus never intended for you to climb the mountain. He told you that if you did not doubt in your heart, you could speak to your mountains in your life, and they have got to move. So there is no way that I can do this without the Lord. So just don't go around pretending to be a fig tree with just leaves. You've got to have some faith if you're a fig tree, because you don't know when the Lord will have need of you. And when he comes calling your name, and when you turn and he looks at you and see that, you have no life. Your life is not in me. So therefore, you're like the fig tree that have no figs. Yes, the scripture said you have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. If you're not completely sold out to the Lord, you are a tree. Yes, you are a tree. And yes, your leaves may be pretty, but Jesus didn't go looking for leaves. He turned to the tree for food, for fruit, the fig tree. The Bible said he was hungry, and he saw a tree in the way, thought that he could get a meal from the tree. And the tree was just standing there with no figs, only leaves. Examine yourself. My church mother, Eunice Seymour, used to say, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Don't tell the Lord to search me. You know whether you got figs or just leaves. You don't have to ask God to search you. Try me, God, and see if I can come forth as pure. No. Don't waste the time. Just say, Lord, forgive me, for I have no figs. I want to be made whole. I need you to touch my life again and restore unto me the faith that was once on my tree. Lord, don't curse me. Don't put me over as a reprobated mind that there is no hope for me, that I'll be destroyed. But Lord, forgive me so that I can have my fruit back on my tree. I've been there and I've done that. Yes, I look like I was saved. I look like I was holy. I look like I was sanctified. I fit the role. But the bottom line was I had to go back to the Lord and ask him to restore me because I had my leaves. Oh, God, I thank you. I still was a tree, but I was not fit for the master's use. But when he was finished with me, oh, my God, he restored my fruit. And I tell you, I just don't have leaves anymore. I have figs. So that if the master calls on me, oh, my God. You know, I know you like for us to be yelling and screaming and hollering, but if you can take these words in a sweet, kind, and gentle way, I tell you, you'll get a dance in your feet because you'll think about, I got fruit. Oh, bless his name. I preached a sermon. Got milk? Well, here's another one. Got fruit? Oh, God, I tell you, you don't want the Lord to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. So ask the Lord to forgive you and ask him to help you and ask him to restore you and replenish your tree, not only with leaves. The tree was still alive because the leaves were still alive. But there was no fruit on the tree. And that's why Jesus cursed the tree, because the tree was not producing what it was supposed to be producing. How about you? Are you producing what God called you to produce? Did God call you to pray for people? Did God call you to lift up his holy name before men? Did he call you to sing the song? Did God call you? And are you standing in the presence of God? Are you standing in God's house? Are you sitting in God's house with leaves and no fruit? Lord, I'm going to leave that alone. I feel like preaching showing up now, but my time is up. I'm a little past the time that I said I was going to stop, but that's just the goodness of the Lord. It is my pleasure to come into your hearing once more and again. God bless you. I am Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I have the largest congregation in the world, for my voice is heard all over the world. I claim every one of you that is seeking for a pastor, for I am your pastor, and I do pray for my listeners. Maybe I don't call your name, but I said, Lord, everyone that listens, bless them, meet their needs, supply what they need. Oh, bless his name. Welcome, welcome to Glory United Ministries. Dr. Scott, I feel
thank you so much, Pastor. That sermon was truly inspiring, and just want to thank you for pointing out to us what we need to understand about God's message through the example that Jesus gave of the figs. Let us, Lord, and let us hope and allow, ask the Lord to allow the figs to spring forth in our life, in our lives, so that we may be bountiful and give God the harvest that's needed. Now, Pastor, you asked that I give people the address to send their donations to, and the address is 251 North DuPont Highway, PMB, that's as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, PMB 22. So that's 251 North DuPont Highway, PMB 22. That's Dover, Delaware, 19901. And now, at the pastor's request, we're going to allow you to hear There's No Way by Ricky Diller. Yes, there's no way I can live without you. Yeah.